Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad, 德瑜。
My good friend has borrowed money from me several times. Should I say no to him?
我的好朋友向我借钱好几次了。我应该拒绝他吗？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言二十七章六节。
Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6.
箴言二十七章六节，朋友家的伤痕出于忠诚，仇敌连连亲嘴却是多余。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们了解一下这一节经文的意思吧。
Wounds from a friend. Wounds. W-O-U-N-D-S. Wounds.
Wounds 就是伤痕、伤口，叫做 wounds. W-O-U-N-D-S. Wounds. Wounds from a friend. 从朋友来的伤痕或者是伤口怎么样呢？
Can be trusted.Trusted, T-R-U-S-T-E-D, trusted.
Wounds from a friend, 从朋友来的伤痕 can be, 可以被怎么样呢? Trusted, trusted 就是信任 T-R-U-S-T-E-D, trusted, 信任。中文圣经把这一小段翻译成朋友家的伤痕出于忠诚。
But an enemy, enemy, E-N-E-M-Y, enemy.
But 就是但是 an enemy, an 就是一个 enemy 就是敌人叫做 enemy, E-N-E-M-Y, enemy, 敌人敌人怎么样呢?
Multiplies, kisses, multiplies, M-U-L-T-I,P-L-I-E-S, multiplies.
An enemy, 一个敌人, multiplies, multiplies, 就是加倍,或是多倍的意思。M-U-L-T-I-P-L-I-E-S, multiplies, 加倍怎么样呢?加倍什么?
Kisses, kisses, K-I-S-S-E-S, kisses.
Kisses 就是亲吻、亲嘴的意思。K-I-S-S-E-S, kisses. 这一小段字面上就是敌人呢、会多多的亲嘴，也就是呢都是虚假的。那中文圣经把这一小段翻译成仇敌连连亲嘴却是多余。
Let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文。
Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6.
箴言二十七章六节，朋友家的伤痕出于忠诚。仇敌连连亲嘴却是多余。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
My good friend has borrowed money from me several times. Should I say no to him?
我的好朋友向我借钱好几次了。我应该拒绝他吗?
The Bible tells us to be generous and to help those in need.
圣经告诉我们要慷慨，而且要帮助那些有需要的人。
However, this does not mean we should allow people to take advantage of us or steal from us.
然而，这样的教导并不代表我们要允许别人来利用我们，或者是向我们偷走一些东西。
This is what happens when someone promises to repay us but does not.
这就像我们现在所说的，有人承诺要还钱，但是却没有。
They are being dishonest and breaking their word.
他们是不诚实的，而且不守信用。
If you find your friend is truly in need and is suffering,
如果你发现你的朋友真的有需要，而且在一个痛苦当中，
you can help him and give him money as a gift.
你可以帮助他，并且把钱当作礼物来送给他。
But if your friend is taking advantage of you,
如果你的朋友其实是在利用你，
you can tell him that your family's needs come first.
你可以告诉他，你要先把你家里的家庭的需要放在优先的次序上。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一节的经文。
Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6.
箴言二十七章六节，朋友家的伤痕出于忠诚，仇敌连连亲嘴却是多余。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊吧。